What if Leadership Metro Richmond had been around in the mid-50s during massive resistance? Would it have made a difference? What if today Metropolitan Richmond experienced a comparable conflict over the desegregation of schools, this time by income? And what if the region's local leaders resurrected a modern-day version of massive resistance? Would LMR make a difference? After all, it champions courageous and transformational leadership that inspires the building of inclusive and forward-thinking communities. It is customary in leadership programs today to celebrate courageous leadership. Too often, I fear, the word courage has been stripped of its power and becomes only a slogan. Yet the kind of leadership that could make an enormous difference in Central Virginia, the Commonwealth, the nation itself, is genuine, courageous leadership. But this kind of leadership requires people in positions of authority to know what courage demands, yet acknowledging the perils, move ahead, and never look back. Powerful opposition makes courageous leadership treacherous. Elected leaders can be thrown out of office. Pastors can lose their churches. Business executives can be forced to resign. A police officer can be shunned by fellow officers. An investigator can experience the wrath of powerful people and institutions. Courageous leadership, however, does not always lead to defeat and humiliation. Indeed, some of the greatest moments in history involve leaders who sacrificed their own welfare and suffered the loss of family and friends in their quest to do what was right. They walked through the valley of the shadow, but lived to witness a new day dawning. We witness courageous leadership during the Civil Rights Movement. Armed only by their belief in our nation's principles, the movement's leaders faced water hoses, police dogs, and the Klan. Many were seriously beaten or murdered. During the 1950s, my friend Ed Peoples drove each day from Richmond to Prince Edward County to help black children shut out of their schools. His life was threatened. At night, his car was followed. He counted the cost, but he continued his work. Over the past year, we've witnessed heretofore unimaginable popular uprisings against despots in North Africa and the Middle East. Many of the young leaders, armed only with flags and placards, braved the streets despite deadly resistance. What if we lived in Syria? Would we risk everything to press for reform? I believe in leaders who reject the popular notion that this is the way it's always been, and it can never happen here. I believe in leaders impatient with timidity and determined to stay the course until the journey is complete. I believe in leaders whose vision isn't blurred by the lure of self-run gratification, but clear enough to envision a just and inclusive Richmond. I believe in leaders who won't cater to people's fears and worst instincts, but draw out the innate goodness of Richmonders and lead them in building not a great city, but a good one.